Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forged tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bird Show.
Next week is the 4th of July, so this is the perfect opportunity for me to throw a little game for you guys. Real firework name or fake firework name? Should have gave the trigger warning for veterans. I apologize there. All right, so I have a list of fireworks names. Some of these are real, some of these are fake, and you're going to have to figure out which ones are which. All right. Out the gate. Real or fake? Red, white, and booty.
Come on.
Red, white, and booty.
Red, white, and booty. Is that a real firework name or a fake firework name?
It's got adult film written all over it.
Yes, it does. For sure.
I mean, it could have multiple meanings, I guess.
I'll go real.
Real?
I'm going to go real.
Nah.
It is fake. What? It is fake. Red, white, and booty. Not a real firework.
I was picturing like two fireworks next to each other, and they're like red, white, and blue. Yeah.
Also, some idiot's going to take that name, and he's going to actually apply it to where it's suggesting.
All right.
It's a lawsuit ready to happen.
Yeah, it is.
Do what he deserves.
Yeah, I know. No joke. All right, your next one. Put it in reverse.
Terry!
So, in case you missed it, back in 2017, there was a man, Terry, who is in a motorized wheelchair, and he is lighting a firework. He lights the firework, and the motorized wheelchair gets stuck, and he can't move it. So the person who is filming Terry is screaming at him to put it in reverse.
Bag up, bag up. Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry! Oh, Lord! Oh, Jesus! What you doing, Terry?
That video never gets old.
One of my favorites of all time.
So I was curious, like, how is Terry doing? And so I did like a deep dive to check on Terry.
Uh-huh.
So again, this happened. Terry got internet fame in 2017 because of this viral video. For those that don't know, he's in a wheelchair because he had suffered a spinal cord injury. But he is doing really well. He enjoys being recognized by people who enjoy his video, like we just did. In fact, he has so many fans that they were able to get him a new wheelchair and a customized van.
That is awesome.
When he needed one.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yes. So the question is, put it in reverse. Is that a real firework name or a fake firework name?
I'm going to go real. It should be. Ain't you get paid for it.
Yeah, right. Well, there was a huge like uproar because like people were selling a lot of Terry merch and Terry was not reaping the benefits from it.
I'm going to say fake even if I want it to be real.
Okay.
I'm going to go real.
It's real.
Yeah. I wanted that to be real.
Somebody capitalized on that.
For sure.
All right. Your next firework name, real or fake? Dadgum.
Huh?
Dadgum. Like dadgum it? Dadgum.
Fake.
I'm going to go real.
Real.
It is real. It is real. All right, your next firework name, real or fake? Founding Daddy.
Oh.
Instead of a founding father.
No, okay. We got it.
It's Daddy. Real or fake?
I'll go real.
That's got to be fake.
Fake.
It is fake.
Okay.
It is fake. Your next firework name, real or fake? Wicked Pissa.
Wicked Pissa?
Yeah, from like in the Boston. In the Boston accent.
Wicked Pissa.
It's a Wicked Pissa. And I actually looked up. That's not a bad word to use when you're in Boston.
I don't know why, but I feel like this one is real.
I'm going to go real.
I feel real, too.
It is real.
Yeah.
And again, in Boston, when you say pissa, it's slang used to describe something excellent, awesome, or great.
Or drunk.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right. Real or fake firework? Redneck finale.
I'm getting the same feeling. That's probably real.
It's got to be real.
Real.
It is real. Yeah. What about this one? Hold my beer, America. Real or fake?
Fake.
Fake.
Real.
It is fake.
Okay. Oh.
All right, your last one. Real or fake firework? Watch this.
That's it.
That's it.
Watch this.
Watch this. Is that a real or fake firework name?
I'm on a streak right now, so this is important.
Mm-hmm.
I want to end on a high note.
Yep.
I'm going real.
Okay.
I'm going real.
Real.
It is real. Hey. Famous last words. Watch this.
Hey, happy birthday, girl.
Thank you.
Happy
I appreciate
birthday.
That.
Happy birthday.
Go Thank enjoy you. Doing nothing and celebrating nothing at all today. You have nothing on our agenda at all.
And it's a Tuesday, man. We already had a party a couple weeks ago. It just kind of is what it is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's the Bird Show.
Hey, the Bird Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus T&Cs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.